Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome to Can't Read, Can't Write. It's Halloween week.
And that's a big week at Kent.
It really is. And that is what today's podcast is all about. We are going to reminisce. We are going to share as many memories as we possibly can from Halloween time when we were at Kent State. When I was at Kent State, very different years. Not the same years that Alyssa was there.
No. And I was going to say, I'm going to be really honest. My memory's a little fuzzy. Not just because it's over 10 years ago, but also... My go-to was a Four Loko on Halloween every year.
Interesting, because my memories aren't as sharp as I remember them to be either. We'll get into that. First, I wanted to mention this. Did you see this article in the Wall Street Journal within the past couple of weeks?
Mm-mm.
So this Wall Street Journal article, it came up with their top 10 party schools in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Two Ohio schools came in the top 10 on this list.
Obviously, Ohio University.
Not on this list.
Really?
Yeah, University of Dayton.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Who's partying there? I guess there's nothing else to do, so I assume you probably would party, but...
Those Dayton... I don't even know what...
Dayton Knights.
Is that what they call them?
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
The number one party school in Ohio, according to this list from the Wall Street Journal, Miami of Ohio.
Totally could see it. After
really?
Going there once, yes. Yep. Yeah. No, the bars are packed like they would be at 1 o'clock in the morning at 1 p.m.
I could swear on my life that Miami of Ohio used to be a dry school. Is that true?
Well, it's not anymore. I could tell you that much. I was just there a couple weeks ago and there's nothing dry about Miami.
I'm going to have to do some more research because just a quick Google search, I'm not seeing anything about that.
It's definitely not a dry school, but what's also very interesting about Miami, and I'm not sure if it's like this for the fraternities, but I know at least sororities don't have houses. I'm not sure if the frats have houses.
I mean, just reading here, Miami University has all of the usual restrictions that you would have unless you were 21 or older, but I swear I used to remember that it was a completely dry campus, like a dry town.
See, I just didn't have any friends that went to Miami.
Yeah.
When I was in school. I also think that it kind of like goes in waves, right? Because like I remember when I was getting ready to go to college, I was between Kent, which I obviously went to, but also BG. BG was a really big school for people from Brunswick at that time. But like when my sister just graduated from high school a couple years ago, Miami is a huge school that like everybody goes to now. So she has a lot of friends from high school that are now at Miami with her. So I think it just kind of goes in waves of what school is the most popping at the time.
Well, congratulations, Miami. And of course, your sister goes there.
Mm-hmm.
And she just turned 21. So
yes.
At the biggest party school in Ohio now. So Kent State, I don't know. They're not on this list.
That doesn't surprise me. I think that we... would have been on this list if the year were 2010, 2011.
Possibly, but ever since I've been associated with Kent State, they haven't been number one at anything. And even Halloween time, they were the number two Halloween college in Ohio, from what I remember. I don't know what it is to this
and
day.
And OU was number one, right?
OU was number one.
Okay.
But OU, they used to go crazy down there.
Yeah, they would, every year, couches on fire. Why is it always a couch?
It was like a tradition that you had to light furniture on fire down there.
It's never something that I heard about in a tradition sense where it's like, we're having our annual couch burning. It's just that's always the report that I would read. Every year, there's a different couch being burned in the street.
And I don't know if it is still this way at OU, but I do remember when I was in college and a few years after I was in college, the bars at OU, because Halloween time is also right around the time where you fall back. So mm-hmm. you gain that extra hour.
Right.
Okay. From what I remember, OU and the bars downtown, they did not observe that rule. So when it was 2 a.m., the bars would close, even though they would fall back 1 hour and it would be 1 a.m. And you would think that the bar would stay open another extra hour. OU would close.
Oh, that sucks.
And then kids would riot and set things on fire.
Oh, is that why?
That is what my memory has been. I don't know what the rule is down there at OU. I know Kent never did that.
No, Kent, I was going to say, because I remember many a times being out and being like, all right, time to head home. And everybody's like, we got another hour. And yeah. I was like, oh my God, that's today.
It would be a big thing. It would be 2 o'clock. And
everybody
then
starts clapping like the airplane just landed in Vegas. Like, yes.
And that's why we never set things on fire in Kent.
No, things definitely got set on fire in Kent.
Oh, they did?
Couches were burned when I was there, too.
They were?
Just not as frequently.
That was never my experience. We'll have to talk about that on a future podcast. Why would you set things on fire in Kent?
I mean,
I thought that's what classed us up. You know, when I was like, OU's number one. They're the number one place to celebrate Halloween in Ohio. And I'm like, they're setting things on fire. It's chaos down there. Here in Kent, we're more civilized. We just go out and have a fun time, and we get our extra hour.
I mean,
I'd rather be at the number two place than the number one place.
Kent is a lot of things, but sophisticated and civilized are not two adjectives that I think I would ever use to describe Kent State. I love Kent. Don't get me wrong. But that is not the identity that at least I adopted while I was there.
Interesting. Again, we had two very different experiences.
This is like a total side note before we get into our Halloween episode, like officially. But I think one of the best ways for me to describe Kent students versus, say, Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I went to Ohio State for a Kent versus OSU game once. It's the only time that I ever went for a game and actually did like the full game day experience. Because Kent, like, nobody really goes to those games. Mm-hmm. And we were out that day. And I just remember, like, the guy that I was dating at the time, we were both kind of social butterflies, mm-hmm. talking to different people. And at one point throughout the day or night, he just comes up to me. He's like, oh, my God. Everybody just keeps trying to talk to me about their internships and how they have a study group in the morning. And like, I'm just trying to drink and have fun. Like, I do not care about your internship. But that's like that was like the common conversation. Whereas Kent, that was like not your bar convo. I don't even really remember what we would talk about if I'm being for real.
Yeah, I don't remember specific conversations either.
No, but I always remember it was fun and it usually had nothing to do with class.
So Halloween at Kent, and I've thought long and hard about this. I can actually only remember attending two Halloweens in Kent.
What were you doing on the other ones?
I don't remember. I can only remember two costumes. That's why I tell you that I only think that I went to two, because I can't remember the other costumes. I'm not saying I didn't go. I'm just saying I only remember two Halloweens.
Okay.
So my first Halloween in Kent would have been 1995. And I was still underage.
Okay.
Because I didn't turn 21 until March of 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I started Kent in 94, but I remember I was on the Tuscarawas campus for my first two semesters. So 1995 would have been my first full year at Kent State.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not right either. No, because I was living in the University Inn. So I don't remember. 1995, though. But I'm still underage.
Okay.
And the friends that I were hanging out with were of age.
Mm.
And so this would have been, I call this preview night of Bill turning 21. Because Halloween Night in Kent in 1995 was the actual first time that I went to a bar in Kent.
What was the bar?
Dominic's.
Dominic's? Right. What?
Dominic's, for whatever reason, didn't card me. Or maybe they didn't card at all back then.
Yeah, I don't think that they do that much. Even to this day, from my memory. Maybe we should take that out.
Why? Why? They should know it.
Yeah, they should probably card.
I don't know if they... Maybe they do now. Who knows? But whatever, for whatever reason, that night they did not.
Yeah.
It was chaos and pandemonium on Franklin Avenue and inside Dominic's. And so once I got in there, I just stayed to myself, stayed quiet, and just hung out in the back of the bar.
Uh-huh.
And just sat at a table. And my friends would go up to the bar and get me drinks.
Okay.
So that's Halloween night in Kent. I was dressed that night as a priest.
That is so unsurprising.
Why?
Because I have at least two or three friends throughout college that were also all guys that ended up going as priests because it's all that was left at the Halloween store they went.
Here's how I chose that costume.
Oh, you actually chose it. It wasn't just forced.
No, it wasn't forced. Because I've never paid for a Halloween costume.
Mm. So you just had a priest outfit in your closet?
Yes, I did.
Interesting.
Well, technically it wasn't the robes for a priest. It was robes for an altar boy. And the reason that I had it, it's sort of a long story, but maybe it's not a long story. The parish that I grew up in, which was Sacred Heart Church down in New Philadelphia, Ohio, they, it's some year, I don't remember what it was, because I was part of that church and I was an altar boy growing up in that church. At some point, they got new altar boy uniforms or robes uniforms.
Okay.
And I just grabbed the old one, like an old altar boy uniform. And I'm like, this might come in handy someday. Who knows?
I'll just take it with me.
Yeah. And so I took the altar boy uniform, the outfit, the robes, and lo and behold, 1995, I needed a Halloween costume. And so I'll just go as a priest.
You're like, I knew that this would come in handy one day.
Yeah. And people liked my costume because they were authentic. Like, it wasn't like
it cheap. Wasn't from Spirit Halloween. Right. No. This is the real thing.
These are authentic altar boy robes. Mm-hmm. And I pulled off the priest outfit. So, yeah, I remember having some drinks at Dominic's. Here's the other thing I remember about that night. Because we ended up leaving and we went to some house party. Okay, so it wasn't anybody that I knew. But there was a girl in the group that I was interested in and I was trying to talk to, you know, to make conversation with her, to, you know, try to get a relationship going with her.
Right.
Here was the problem with that night. It was also, because I had to look this up, we're talking about October 28th, 1995. That was also Game 6 of the World Series, the Cleveland Indians and the Atlanta Braves.
See, and back in 95, you couldn't just have your phone at the bar streaming the game.
Exactly. And I don't think Dominic's had the game on. And so I'm kind of like, I'd really like to watch this game, even though at that time that, you know, the Indians weren't doing well in the series. It looked like they were going to go down anyway. But then we get to this house party and, you know, it's on the TV there and a bunch of guys are standing around. And so I feel, for the first time in my life, torn between wanting to watch my favorite sports team in the World Series for the first time ever in my life and watch Game 6. And then on the other side, there's this girl who I really want to talk to and get to know. And it's like, I'm just like torn. I don't know what to do.
So which one did you pick?
I think I watched most of the game.
Okay, good. That was a good choice.
Yeah, because nothing ever happened between me and that girl.
I was going to say, I know, because Paula didn't go to Kent, right? You guys did. I know you didn't meet there.
No.
Okay, yeah. So then she doesn't matter. Any girl in any of Bill's Kent stories doesn't matter.
Yeah, nothing worked out there.
No.
So, I mean, that was my first Halloween in Kent. I mean, it was a fun night. The Indians lost the World Series that night, but all in all?
Oh, that was the official like ending.
Yeah, that was Game 6. They lost that night.
Man.
My second Halloween that I can remember would have been 1997. So I don't know what I did in 1996.
Hmm.
I don't have any memory of 1996 Halloween.
Were you working?
All. Maybe.
Yeah.
I just cannot remember. 1997. And the only reason that stands out to me is because 97, I was living, I was still at the university and in Kent, but a lot of my friends, like my closest circle of friends at Kent, had already graduated. They graduated in 96.
Oh, okay.
So they were already off campus. And I remember that was a very lonely year where I'm trying to make some new friends in my last year, because 97 and 98 was my last year at Kent. So Halloween 1997, my friends who had graduated ended up coming back down to party in Kent on Halloween, and they got a hotel room and they all came out and it was awesome. We went to Ray's. My costume that year, also something that I only spent a few dollars on. Let's put it that way. That year, I was grapes.
What do you mean?
I was grapes. That was my Halloween costume.
How do you
costume.
Go as grapes?
I will tell you. Wear all black. I think I wore all black, like a black long sleeve shirt and black pants or black sweatpants.
Okay.
Okay. And then I bought a bunch of green and purple balloons. I think I just bought purple balloons.
Okay.
Blew them up, took little safety pins, clipped them to my body. So I had just balloons, purple balloons all over my body.
You literally built a woman repellent around you as your costume. Like, nobody can even get close to you if they try.
You're about to regret those words.
Oh, no. What happened?
So I know that we're at Kent. I know we spent the majority of the night in the upstairs bar at Ray's. I will say this. One of the things about my Halloween costume that backfired is people would, because you could smoke at Ray's.
Yeah.
At that time in 1997. And people would take their cigarettes and they would put them up against one of my balloons and pop my balloons.
Oh, no.
So by the end of the night, by the end of the night, I just had pop balloons attached to my body.
Just hanging from you.
Yeah.
Like udders on a cow that's been milked.
Right. However, I'm not going to share details here with you, but I did have a female Dracula come back to my apartment.
Did she pop the rest of the balloons with her teeth?
Are you using metaphors right now? What are you doing?
No, I'm talking about the actual balloons on your body, if there was any left.
I don't remember if she popped any of my balloons.
Well, maybe you would remember if she definitely did.
We're not talking euphemisms here.
I'm talking about actual balloons.
Yeah, I don't remember if she did or not. But she came back to the apartment.
Okay.
In the morning...
Oh, in the morning.
And I just remember being so amused by this. What happens when you hook up on Halloween night and you go back to somebody's apartment?
Oh, no. You have the walk of shame in the morning. Oh, no.
She had to put on the entire Dracula outfit again.
No. No. I've never done that, actually.
It's probably the worst night to ever have to do.
That's the worst possible night to stay at somebody's house.
Right. Because
you didn't... Hold on. What? I'm actually going to throw this back on you.
What?
You didn't give her clothes? You didn't give that poor girl clothes?
No. She wasn't my girlfriend.
You can still spare, like, a pair of boxers and a white t-shirt.
Oh, no. No, she had to put on the entire Dracula outfit.
And you let her walk out of your apartment like that.
Oh, yeah. I was laughing. I was like, are you going to put in the teeth? Are you going to put in the teeth, too? Or are you just going to put on the clothes?
You're the worst. No wonder she didn't stick around.
She didn't put in the teeth.
I wouldn't have either.
Oh, that was Halloween 1997.
That's cruel. That's a bad trick. No treats.
And that's why around Halloween time, I don't know if I've ever done it on this show, but we've done the unusual Halloween hookups. So it would be after Halloween, like after the big Halloween party weekend, call in and tell us the unusual Halloween hookups. And it's like, oh yeah, I was Cinderella and I hooked up with Super Mario, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
Just to hear the odd combinations.
So it's actually funny that you bring that up because this was like part of what I was going to share.
Okay. So you have your story to share?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do because those are all of my Halloween memories again. But I just remember at least those two nights, I had a fun time in Halloween in Kent. From what I can remember. We will take a break here. We'll come back. We will fast forward about 15 years, and we will hear what Halloween was like for Alyssa Rose at Kent State University. That's next on Can't Read, Can't Write.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. We are sharing Halloween memories on this episode of Can't Read, Can't Write. Because it is Halloween week. All right, Alyssa Rose, the floor is yours. Share your Halloween memories at Kent State.
It's hard to even think of where to start. But just because you were talking about Halloween hookups, I'm going to start there.
Okay.
This is not my story. It's just a story that I witnessed. And somewhere on my old MacBook, I definitely have pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So I've talked about how Zephyr was my favorite bar in Kent. Still my favorite bar in Kent.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Zephyr. And this isn't Halloween weekend. This is the weekend after Halloween. But this is actually something that we've been talking about this year. It's always a little tricky to figure out when Halloween weekend. I feel like it's always a question in people's minds, even
right.
though it's always the weekend before Halloween.
It's always the weekend before?
It is always the weekend before Halloween. But even this year, like Halloween is on Thursday. So I'm seeing a lot of buzz on like Kent State, like Barstool pages, like when are we doing Halloween? So now apparently this year they're doing two weekends of Halloween, or at least so they think.
But what is the official weekend in Kent?
I don't care what anybody says. The official weekend is always the weekend before.
Okay. But if you celebrate the weekend after Halloween, then you get that extra hour. Because that is the weekend that
you do,
we fall back.
But not everybody's going to be dressed up. And that's what we ran into on this particular year.
Okay.
I want to say that this was probably my senior year of college because that was the only year that I was actually old enough to go to bars.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had a fake ID. So probably my senior year at Kent, it's the weekend after Halloween. And everybody's dressed, you know, normal, except for maybe like three guys that are all there together. Missed the memo. There is this guy dressed up as, do you remember Wilbert, that show with like the dog that like, he's like a human dog guy. I never watched it.
I mean, there's so many of those.
Wilbert show.
No, I don't remember Wilbert. I mean, talking dogs.
There you go. Oh, sorry. Wilfred.
Wilfred.
This.
Oh, with like Elijah Wood. Yeah. I've never seen an episode of that show, but I haven't seen it either,
but it was popular. Yeah, it looks like it was 2011 to 2014, which is like exactly when I was in college. So it was a pretty popular costume that I saw every year. And part of the costume is that you paint your nose black to be like a dog.
Okay.
This girl, dressed completely normal, is at the bar, sitting at the bar, making out a aggressively with this guy dressed up as Wilfred.
What bar is this again?
Zephyr.
This is at Zephyr.
It's to the point that even the bartender, she has to be so drunk. And mm-hmm. she has friends there too. I'll get to that in a second. Even the bartenders are like side-eyeing and they're like, get a load of this.
Yeah,
like,
because was making out at bars a thing? Like, I don't ever remember that happening.
I think making out at the bar is fine, like inside of the establishment, but this is literally at the bar. Like,
yeah.
we're all waiting for drinks. And so I remember, because I had my phone and I was like, I like took a picture. I was like, what is going on? And I probably sent it to my friend or something. But her friends are literally like, dude, you have black paint all over your face.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to talk some sense into her. Again, this is like one of the only guys in the bar even dressed up. And this is who she picks to take a special interest in on this night. And I remember going up to her as a complete stranger. And I was just like, hey, girl, I'm literally just trying to do you a solid. Your friends are really trying to get you to go home. I think mm-hmm. it might be time to call it a night. And she was like, I'm having fun. I'm fine. I don't know why I'm fine. And I was like, you know what? I did my due diligence. I tried. And it didn't work.
I wonder what game Wilfred was running right there. Like, what did he say to her?
I think Wilfred was just like, oh, cool. Like, this is awesome. Like,
did anybody talk to Wilfred and like, hey, man.
No.
This girl's hammered. Can you not take advantage of her?
Okay, now that you say it like that, it sounds really bad. That very well might have been what was happening, but I think it was more so he was also pretty hammered. Like, I'm pretty sure that it was a joint situation.
Gotcha.
They both had some adult beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, though, so that was great, and this poor girl just had black all over her face, and all night, like, we were all trying to help her, and it just, there was no help to be had. But like I said, not my story, just one that I witnessed. Now, my stories, like I said, they're a little fuzzy. I was always a Four Loko only on Halloween girl. Even when I was, like, too old to be drinking them, it just became, like, a tradition.
What is that? Like a...
Four Loko?
Is that like a malt liquor?
Disgusting is what it is.
Is that what it is?
It's disgusting. Okay. It's awful.
I don't think I've ever had
I'll bring one in for you to try.
Yes, it's a premium malt beverage, according to the website.
It's horrendous. But all you need is one can, and one can is about $1.99. So when you're a broke college student, it really gets the job done.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that used to buy 40s of beer.
Edward 40 Hands?
Yeah, instead of buying six packs, because they basically were doing the math. On as far as like how many ounces of beer.
College math is really something.
It's like he was really diligent about, mm-hmm. let's see, if I buy two of these, I'll have 80 ounces of beer versus if I buy. And it was like, wow, you've really put some thought to this.
Yeah, that's intense. But like I said, I think Four Loko, I will say Four Loko was like the better kind when I was drinking. Sorry, not. Shit.
Alyssa just spilled her Four Loko.
I didn't. But I do need some.
I have paper towel.
Yeah, I have paper towel.
There you go. It's not a big spill.
No.
Four Loko. Why do you have to be 21 and over to enter the Four Loko website? Like, who cares?
Because it's a terrible alcohol. Did you really not really ever read anything about Four Loko?
I've never really knew anything.
So what I will say is that Four Loko was safer when I was drinking it because it had already gone through its change. They were putting, I think that they were putting caffeine in it. People were like having heart attacks. It was basically crack in a can. That was before my time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was having it when it was at least safer to drink, but it still is like very strong, very disgusting. The story that I wanted to share comes from my sophomore year of college. So I was 19.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 19 at this time. And the guy that I was dating at the time, we went as a couple's costume.
Okay. Now, where is Halloween being celebrated? Because you can't be on Franklin Avenue, right? Unless you have a fake or you go to Dominic's where they're not guarding.
Oh, you mean Water Street or Main Street?
What did I say?
Franklin?
Yeah. Franklin Avenue is the brick street where Ray's is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And then Water Street is catty corner to it.
Yeah, sure. I don't know why I was thinking that Franklin was by Franklin Hall.
Mm.
Anyways. I'm on College Street is where I was at this time.
Okay.
So College Street, I don't even think is like there anymore. I think that they kind of did away with it in all the houses to make room for the Esplanade that goes from the university to downtown.
Okay. So you're at house parties?
Yeah, I'm at house parties. There frats over there, just some other houses and stuff. And so we were over there. And a lot of people, I learned from doing stories and being in journalism at Kent, most of the arrests, most of the hullabaloo that happens on Kent Halloween, it's not students. Like a heavy majority, actually. Like 9 out of 10. Don't quote me there, but like it's most of the arrests and people that get taken to the drunk tank don't go to school there.
Really? Where do they come from? Do we know? Are they townies?
No, I don't think it's townies. I think it's people probably from like up around here, like Cleveland area, that maybe just don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to another school around here that isn't as poppin', or if they're at Tri-C or something like that.
Yeah.
A lot of people will come down, or even just visiting from other schools in general.
Sure.
But most of the people that actually get in legal trouble on that night don't go to Kent.
What a fun fact from Melissa Rose there.
And that's important because I did go to Kent, and we're just there, we're celebrating, we're walking around, and I was dressed as a sexy Buzz Lightyear. And I have pictures, believe it or not. And the guy that I was dating was dressed as Woody.
Sexy Woody?
Not sexy Woody, just Woody. Uh-huh. So he's Woody, I'm Buzz. And I have on these like little like purple spandex shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my really good guy friends from high school is down for the weekend too, and he's visiting and he's staying with me, and he's a very fun loving guy, like never the type of guy that would cause drama with other, like everybody loves him. And so we're walking around and we're going to parties, and I jumped onto the guy that I was my boyfriend at the time, jumped onto his back for him to give me a piggyback ride. And I feel somebody slap my ass, and I turn around and I go, Matt, and that's my friend, and I thought it was Matt. And I was like, what are you doing, sir? I turn around and I see Matt actually yelling at a group of big men.
So it wasn't Matt.
It was not Matt. Matt actually did see who had slapped my ass, total stranger, and got in his face and was like, hey, man, what are you doing? And like I said, they were big dudes, and we're in literally the middle of the street. This guy open hand slaps Matt in the face and knocks him out.
Oh my God. Knocked him out cold?
He was completely...
With just a slap?
Yes. He was completely out.
That must have been one hell of a slap.
Matt is like a little bit bigger than me. Matt's not a big guy. Matt honestly is probably about the size of Bryce.
Poor kid.
And these were like linebackers.
Oh man.
And so he is literally out. We like... carried him behind a house, and he like wouldn't. And I'm like, yo, man, wake up, wake up, wake up. And he's not waking up. So then we carry him to like a park bench by Franklin Hall, because like we're right there. And it's just, it's getting to the point of pandemonium now on the street. It is getting extremely rowdy.
Yeah.
And so like cops are starting to come. And he's also, so now we're like, okay, we're drunk, we're underage. Now we might get in trouble.
Right.
So now we're trying to figure out like, okay, let's just try to get him on campus on a bench, wake him up enough so that he can walk, because we can't carry him all this way.
Right. But he's, aren't you fearing a concussion at that point, or you're not thinking like that?
Not thinking like that yet.
Yeah.
Not there yet. So I think what ended up happening is that the guy that I was dating, he did end up actually carrying him back to my apartment. We were at Eagles Landing, so it wasn't too far.
Yeah.
From like where we were at.
Boy, that must have been a sight to see too. I'm assuming carrying him like a baby.
Yes.
In his arms.
Mm-hmm.
Like just walking up.
He was dressed up as a greaser that night.
So walking up Route 59.
Whatever that is. Yeah.
To Eagles Landing. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And so we get back and we're just like, wow, what a night. And I tuck him in on the couch and I get him some water, and then we go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, wake up, and I'm like, hey, buddy.
So Matt woke up?
Matt woke up. Okay. Oh, yeah, Matt didn't die. Matt's alive and thriving.
Thank God.
And I'm like, hey, buddy, how you doing? And he's like, I'm fine, but like, why did... I'm just going to like make up a different name for the guy that I dated.
Yeah.
Like, why did John punch me last night? And I was like, he didn't punch you. Like, what? No. What you think that he got you home.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, he punched me in the face. And I was like, no, 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 no. A stranger did that. A big linebacker man did that. And he was like, oh, I thought that it was him. Now, fast forward like a couple weeks, I'm texting Matt, and because this is right in the morning, and we're texting about that night and like talking about like, oh my God, Halloween, haha, remember that? He's like, I still just can't get over the fact that John punched me in the face. And I was like, Matt, we've been over this.
Yeah.
He didn't punch you in the face.
He might have some,
I think he was concussed.
Brain damage right then and there.
I literally think that he was concussed.
He had to have been.
The best part about this
whole... If you're unconscious, you probably have a concussion.
The best part about this whole story is that I let him believe up until probably about 2 years ago that he did get punched in the face. It wasn't until about 2 years ago that I told him that he got open hand slapped. He did not get punched. He got slapped. And that's what knocked him out. He was like, I got slapped?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man, you got slapped. Like, it wasn't a punch. It was a slap.
You should never have told him.
I had to tell him at some point.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, so that was probably my wildest Halloween. Everything in comparison feels a little more tame. There was also a time that it was raining. This was, I think, the year after I graduated, but I was still living at Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at, don't even get on me about this, I was at Brew House. I forget what the bottom was called, like something else. But I had friends that were DJing there. Brew House, I'm saying, like, don't make fun of me because it was an 18 and up bar.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And I'm like 22 at the time.
I'm not familiar with Brew House.
Either way, though, so we're there, and I had gone, sorry, grandparents, if you're listening to this, please don't. I'd gone outside to smoke a cigarette, and I went out there with one of my friends who, it was raining, and she tripped up the stairs because you had to go upstairs to get out the door. She tripped and like fell a little bit. She wasn't allowed back into the bar because they thought she was too drunk. And I was like, sir, it is slippery. It is wet. She's fine. She probably wasn't fine.
Uh-huh.
So then we go to a different bar, just me and her, even though the rest of everybody that we know is at the bar that we basically just got kicked out of. Go to a different bar, wait in line for 30 minutes, get in there. And I'm like, yes, we're at Zephyr, my favorite bar.
Right.
And she goes, I think I'm too drunk and I need to go home. And I was like, dude,
damn it.
We just got here.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Why couldn't you have told me this? And now I'm the only one with her. So I'm like, well, I guess we're going home for the night.
You took her home.
Took her home. Had to do it.
Do you get to go back out at that point? Or do you just,
I don't think
once
I
you're
did.
In, you're in?
I didn't that night. But now I'm just hopping all around. But junior year, good old John that I dated all through college.
Mm-hmm.
He too got way too drunk at a house party, like immediately. So I walked him home and then I did come back out by myself.
Yeah.
I did end up doing that. So
that's good. Why is it that it seemed like Halloween, at least back then, where guys, and I'm talking about, I guess I'm talking about the bros, talking about the dudes
mm-hmm.
who think it's okay to just slap somebody's ass because they're dressed sexy, you know?
It wasn't like an actual, I didn't buy it as a sexy costume though. I literally just had like a child size Buzz Lightyear t-shirt and like purple spandex shorts.
Still.
Like it wasn't even like an over the top sexy costume, but even if it was, it doesn't matter.
But it's not an invitation for, you know, for a guy to, you know, take the liberty of slapping your ass.
Well, yeah, but I did think that it was very endearing that my friend immediately, without even thinking, was like in his face, but you know, it didn't end that well for him.
My friends, my female friends in college would tell me that they would always be very, very wary of going into haunted houses because of being grabbed.
Oh.
By just, they're in the dark. And so.
Oh, you're not supposed to be touched unless you sign off.
No, these are just regular people going through the haunted house.
I know, but that's what I'm saying is like, you're not supposed to be grabbed. Like you're not, they're not supposed to be able to do that.
Not the workers.
Oh my God. Wait. So
like
other people,
other college kids going through the haunted house.
Blech.
I know, right?
I hate that.
It sucks to be a girl. It's terrible to be a girl. It's awful.
It's a lot sometimes. But
the things that you have to worry about, like things I would never even have dreamt of.
Like, do you do the thing where, like, do you carry your keys like this? Like the
No, I don't.
You don't do that?
I don't ever have to think about that.
If I'm ever concerned, I carry my keys with, like, the keys between my fingers like I'm Wolverine.
No, I. That's the thing. I would never have had to carry my keys in a certain way. I never had to carry mace. I never had to worry about if I'm going to be grabbed by just because of the outfit that I was wearing. I never worried about walking around Kent or anywhere in my life all by myself.
Yeah, I
because I'm not a girl. This has taken a weird turn, this podcast has taken a weird turn. I didn't want to make this all serious, like, after school special.
I mean, I was just trying to keep it light, yeah. But, like, I guess when you mention it, I guess that there are deeper issues to my story.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to, you know, make it serious there, but, you know, that kind of stuff really bums me out. So, yeah. I mean, the moral of the story is go out, have fun, stay in groups.
Stay in groups, control your alcohol intake. That's really important, too.
Make sure everyone is safe. Mm-hmm. Everyone in your group is safe. Everyone look out for each other.
Yes. Also, and, like, I feel like, you know, this could get backlash just because of, like, recent years and, like, what's been going on politically, whatever. But, like, I will say that from working with the cops, especially in Kent, doing stories with them, talking to them, so many of the arrests that are made on Halloween, or them throwing people into the drunk tank or whatever.
They're being extra diligent. Yeah.
They're doing it for you. They're doing it for your own safety. And so that, like, you're okay the next day.
Mm.
And, like, so I think that that's really important to keep in mind, too, because it is always a bummer. And they do have, like, undercovers out and stuff. And, like, people will get busted. And you will get in trouble. So try to follow the rules. But also just know that the cops are there to try to help you, try to protect you, and try to, like, keep the peace. Because I know that Kent gets rowdy on Halloween. So.
Okay. What else did we learn? We learned if you're going to dress up as grapes for Halloween, be careful because someone might pop your balloons using a cigarette butt.
Yeah. You don't want that.
And I think the most important rule, if you're single and you go out there and you meet someone else in costume and you go back to his place, keep a spare gym bag in your car because you might need some clothes to go home in the next day.
Yeah.
That's a good, you should probably always keep that in your car.
I agree. Yeah. You should probably always keep that close by. Maybe, like, pack an extra, like, big purse that day. Throw some extra clothes in there.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a life lesson for you. All right. Those were our Halloween memories of Kent State. Those were fun days, man.
Good stuff.
Really fun.
You know, I was thinking about going back for Halloween this year, and I'm glad that I didn't.
Oh, I'm still thinking about it.
Oh, Bill, don't do that. Don't do that. If you feel old in this room with me... Oh, no. You just wait till you get down on Water Street.
Oh, no. No, I would be out early. I would probably be out there when it wasn't dark.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess you're safe then.
I'd be home in bed before it was even dark outside. So,
oh, boy. Yeah.
We'll see you next week on Can't Read, Can't Write.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.